This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
All right, Deuteronomy chapter 8, and to begin with, I want to say that every believer is enrolled in the school of faith. You may not go to our Bible Institute, but you are enrolled in the School of Faith. Automatic enrollment, tuition's been paid, and you can't quit. So you're stuck in the School of Faith as long as you're on earth. And while we're here in the School of Faith, God wants to teach us to trust Him in every situation that we might encounter while we're here. He wants to teach us to trust Him, to be what Ron said this morning, to be quiet, to have joy, and just have faith in God, and trust Him throughout every situation, not worry, not be fearful, not be anxious, trust Him through every situation. That's the school of faith. You are enrolled from day one when you got saved, and you won't graduate till you go home to be with Him. When you see Him face to face, you won't need faith anymore. You'll see Him. And it'll be substance, and not the substance of things hoped for. That's right. Am I through already? That's the outreach minute. I'll do what they do. Just ignore it. I'm teasing. Numbers 13, the spies. Remember the spies that went into Israel to spy out the land? The first thing they employed, apart from Caleb and Joshua, who were men of faith, but the other 10 spies, they employed, we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, first thing they employed was reason, the perception of reason. They went in there and they saw a lot of enemies, they saw big armies, they saw large people, giants, they saw things and they reasoned that these guys are stronger than us, we are weaker than them. That's the perception of reason. All of us have that. Then comes in the perception of emotion. I'm afraid. I'm fearful. And I don't want to go there. So first came reason. Then came emotion. And with those two things, the 10 spies were basically down on going in there. We can't go in there. We'll be killed. We will be crushed. And they were fearful. Their reason and their fears were spread to the other 2 million people. And they all piled on and thought that they were unable to do what God had said they could do and promised to be with them if they did it. They were unable to do that because they did not operate in faith. They operate in reason and in feelings. Those are the two perceptions that we have apart from faith. We have three perceptions: reason, feeling, and faith. God wants to develop your faith. He wants you to learn to operate in faith. He wants you to be a trusting person when reason says it can't happen, when feelings want to be anxious and wary and react, then God says, no, I've got something better for you to live in, and here's reason, here's feelings, but you can live up here in faith. Supersedes it. Goes over it. And so spiritual warfare with the devil is, of course, the devil wants me to drop the faith perception and wants to get me into reason and start thinking about how I'm not going to be able to make the rent and how I'm not going to be able to do this or I can't do that, and start thinking in reason. Start thinking, and we can even justify and say, I'm only being logical. I'm only saying it like it is. And then my feelings kick in, and I'm worried, and I'm anxious, and I'm fretting, and I can't function. The devil in spiritual warfare wants to get me into those two things. And to abandon faith as my number one field of perception. So we have three perceptions, and you can live in any one of the three because you have a free will. You have a choice to make. And the devil wants me to live in reason. He wants me to live in feelings. And he wants me to disregard what God says. Disregard the word of God. Don't live in faith, because faith comes by hearing the word. So disregard what God said. Don't believe God. It's not true. And live in reason and live in your emotions. So this is what's called iniquity. Iniquity is a wrong attitude. The devil was the first guy, if you want to call him a guy. He was the first angelic creature with whom iniquity was found in him. Back to Ezekiel 28:15, you'll see it up on the board. It's speaking to Lucifer before he fell. It said, "You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created." Speaking of Lucifer, you were perfect. You had it all. You were perfect in all of your ways since the day I created you. And Lucifer, make no mistake about it, was created. He's not like God, having no creation. Always was and always will be. But he was a created being. And until, it says, iniquity was found in you. Wrong attitude was found in you. I discovered something in you. It was a wrong way of thinking. You didn't think with God anymore. You didn't think according to truth. You didn't follow God's word. You thought outside of that and had a wrong attitude develop inside of you. Iniquity was found in you. Verse 17 in that same chapter. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You were perfect. But because of your own beauty, your own splendor, your own amazing knowledge, because of your own personal attributes, you became conceited. And your heart was lifted up. We know that was pride. And it says here, you were corrupted. You corrupted your wisdom. And wisdom is the application of God's truth. But you corrupted that for the sake of your splendor. And I had to cast you to the ground. I threw you out of heaven. And we know that was the story of Lucifer when he was kicked out of heaven and came to earth. Now, when Lucifer entered the garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve were, he transferred to Eve and then to Adam the same attitude, the same iniquity. Disregard what God says. God says, don't eat from that tree over there. And before the devil came to tempt them, that was of no problem. You know, I've got all these other trees to eat from. I've got the tree of life to partake of. I'm not even tempted to eat from that tree. It's like some of you now. You can think of things in the world. It doesn't even tempt you. You don't even think that way anymore. You have no interest in it whatsoever. That's how Adam and Eve were with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It didn't tempt them. They could care less. One tree where I don't have to eat from, I can eat from all these thousands of others. Well, it doesn't tempt me. I have no interest in that tree. And then the tempter comes to try to generate some interest in that tree. And so he begins to tempt. And in his temptation, he transfers his iniquity to Eve, who then disregards God's word. God said, don't eat, but you know, maybe there's something to this tree. Maybe it'll make me wiser. Maybe it'll make me happier. Maybe it'll enhance my joy. And so now I'm tempted. I was never tempted before. Now I'm tempted, and so I go and I partake of it. And then Adam comes along and he partakes of it too. But both of them had to disregard God's word. That's iniquity. Why did God kick them out of the garden? because the tree of life was there. He didn't want them to live forever in their fallen condition. Now we have a fallen man and a fallen woman, but you got a tree of life. If you keep eating from that tree, you'll live forever. So I've got two fallen people, but I don't want them living forever now in their fallen condition. So out from the garden they must go. And I'll put an angel at the gate to protect the tree of life. They will not live forever. Now the wages of sin are going to be death. They have to leave the garden. But I'll have a plan of redemption outside the garden. I'll have a plan of redemption which will reveal my love and my grace and my forgiveness, all the things I couldn't reveal to them in the garden when they didn't sin. Now I'll be able to reveal more of myself to them outside of the garden in a plan of redemption where Jesus will die for them than inside the garden. So it's better for us outside the garden. Even though we're, you know, failing in the garden was one thing, but now that we're outside the garden, it's really we get to know God in a more deeper way outside the garden than they could have inside the garden. Because we need his mercy. They didn't need his mercy in the garden. They were perfect until they fell. So now there's an opportunity for God to reveal more of himself. God's always on top of things. He's got a plan. But so the arrogance now is a subdivision of iniquity. Iniquity is wrong thinking, and arrogance is prideful thinking. Arrogance is that part of the iniquity that says, God said this, but I'll do something different. God said don't do that, but that's, you know, I'll do this. Arrogance is the thing that disregards God's teaching, God's word, God's wisdom. And so that's what they did. And arrogance is a mental attitude, sin of thinking that rises above submission to God. It means that God said it, but I'm going to ignore this particular thing. And let me give you a couple of examples of it. Isaiah 30, verse 15. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning to me and resting in me, you shall be delivered, saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. I'm giving you something. I'm telling you how to find rest in me and how to have confidence in me and how to be quiet and how to be delivered. I'm giving you all of this. And it says, but you would not. What's you would not? Arrogance. God says, this is what I've got for you. This is what I've planned for you to enjoy and to live in and to be bathed in. They wouldn't do it. Nope, we're not going to do it. God said it, but I don't care. I'm not going to do it. Arrogance. I take God's word and I dispose of it and do what I'm going to do. Nehemiah 9:26. Nevertheless, after telling the people what God had planned for them, how God had blessed them, nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.